First of all, I think it is a recognition. I mean, the very fact that they've taken the 24th of March, which is the anniversary this year, the 31st anniversary of the assassination of Monsignor Romero, it's a recognition of the significance of the life of Monsignor Romero. Even though within the United Nations, obviously they're not going to call it a Monsignor Romero Day for obvious reasons, you know, the separation of the secular and the religious. But there's no doubt that Monsignor Romero is hugely admired and respected across, you know, different cultures and right across the world. And I think the fact that unanimously that the petition that was taken by the president of El Salvador, Mauricio Funes, to the United Nations last year, that this was unanimously accepted. And the values that Monsignor Romero promoted and defended, truth and justice, are also very much identified with the life and the person of Monsignor Romero. It's almost like an evangelization process, basically. If you can see that the person of Monsignor Romero and the values that he stood for, okay, they are values of the United Nations, but they are being incarnated into the very structures of the United Nations through the person of Monsignor Romero, I think in many respects it has to be recognised as a kind of a new evangelisation.
And yet Salvador, as you say, is still a country heavily traumatised by the war and its aftermath. How much can an initiative like this help in some way to promote reconciliation?
Well, first of all, I think it will do, and it is doing an awful lot, you know, the recognition of any person, the recognition of any community, the recognition of a person within a country is the recognition of that country. So in some way, it continues to keep the spotlight on El Salvador, which is very important as well, that even internationally in the community and in the church that we recognise that even though the war has finished, that the reconciliation and the healing processes need to continue.